Fiat. June 6, 1937. Interest that God has for the creature to live in His will. Dowry that He will give. The sanctuary of Jesus to make up for what the creature lacks. And if needed, He will even make miracles. Example of a king. I feel I am in the arms of the divine volition. And I thought to myself, it seems difficult to me that one could live perfectly in it. Life is full of obstacles, of pains and circumstances, such that the creature remains as though absorbed by them, and she escapes her rapid course in the divine fiat, which should flow like the breathing and the beating of the heart, just as it flows constantly within us, like breath and heartbeat, to give us life without ever stopping. And my sweet Jesus, compassionate in my ignorance, all goodness, told me, my blessed daughter, you must know that the first thing most interesting is that our Supreme Being wants the creature to live life in our will. This being the only purpose for which we gave her life. Now, when we want something, we give her all the means, the aids, the necessary things that are needed so that she may give us what we want from her. And if a continuous miracle on our part is needed, we make it, as long as we obtain our intent. You do not know what an act wanted by us and fulfilled in the creature means, its value. The glory it gives us is so great as to reach the extent of forming our crown, embracing the eternal. And the contentment it gives us is such that we place our divine being at the creature's disposal, so that our wanted and fulfilled act may have its life in her. Now, the first dowry we give to one who wants to live in our divine will, the first support, the sure defense, are the truths. The truths open the gate. They pave the way for her, and jealous, they place themselves as faithful sentries around the one who wants to live in my fiat. The light of our truths concerning my fiat no longer moves from upon the fortunate creature. It invests her, caresses her, molds her, kisses her, and gives itself sip by sip to her intelligence in order to let itself be comprehended. And this as the courtage of the life of my will that reigns in her. When they are unleashed from our bosom, the truths carry with them the task of the good that they must do, the souls that they must enclose into the light they possess. And therefore, they are all eyes upon them. They fix on them so intently that they cannot escape them. Nor do they become tired. Even if centuries should pass, they remain always at their post. See then, what great dowry I will give to one who must live in our eternal volition. All the knowledges I have manifested about it, the immense value of it, its qualities, its love, and the love that compelled me to manifest them. This will be the great dowry and divine dowry I will give to those who will want to live in my fiat, in which they will find all the aids superabundant in order to become rich and happy. In these truths, they will find the tender mother who, taking them onto her lap like little children, swaddles them with light, feeds them the food, and makes them sleep upon her breast. In order to keep them safe, she walks in their steps, works in their hands, speaks in their voice, loves, and palpitates in their hearts. And in order to keep them attentive and amused, she acts as their teacher, narrating to them the most enchanting scenes of the celestial fatherland. In these troops, they will find she who cries and suffers together with them, and who knows how to put to good use even their breath. The littlest things, even their trifles, she will change into divine conquests and eternal values. And I, my Jesus, you are right, but the human weakness is great, and I am afraid it may make its little escapes from inside your will. And Jesus, resuming his speech, added, my daughter, your concern sorrows me. You must know that my interest and the love that burns me, for I want the soul to live in my will, is so great that I myself take on the commitment of everything. I make up for her in everything. However, I do this when there has been a firm and constant decision of wanting to live in it, and on her part, she is not at fault, and does as much as she can. Listen to a secret of mine, my daughter, and where my love makes me reach. Listen to what I do. When out of strict necessity of the human life, this life, which is also mine, due to pains that I myself dispose, causes the creature to remain as though dazed and dismayed, and therefore she is unable to follow the acts of the life that reigns in her. I, who want this life not to be broken, because it is life indeed, not virtues, which can be practiced at intervals and circumstances, but with life there is the whole necessity for a continuous act. I, who keep guard and maintain my jealous sentry, as soon as I see that she interrupts her course, I myself do what she should be doing. Then my operating in my fiat stirs her, and she comes back to herself and continues her course in my volition. And I, without even telling her anything about her stop, I bind it from where she left and where my act followed, so that the life of my fiat may not remain broken in her, because I myself have made up for everything. More so, since in her will she wanted, but her weakness interrupted it. Hear then, my love, for creatures to live in my will is so great that at any cost, even if you should take continuous miracles, I will make them. But have you noticed my tenderness, my strong love? After she has failed to follow her course, I do not scold her. I don't say anything to her. And if she realizes her falling short, I encourage her. I compassionate her, so that she may not lose confidence. In all goodness, I say to her, do not fear. I myself have made up for you. And you will be more attentive, won't you? And she, in seeing my goodness, loves me more. I know that I must give of my own so that the creature may live in my will. This is why I will act like a king who greatly desires for his kingdom to be populated. He lets the whole world know that if anyone wants to come into his kingdom, he wants to know it, so that he can send them money for the trip, and will let them find a home at their disposal, as well as clothing and abundant food. The king commits to giving them such riches as to make them rich and happy. And the goodness of this king will be so great that he will conduct his life together with his people, who love him so much, for he has ransomed them with his riches from the miseries and unhappinesses of life. So I am, I will let the entire world know that I want the people of my divine will. And as long as they give me their names and make known to me that they want to come into my kingdom, I will give them all goods. In it, unhappinesses will have no place. Each one will possess his kingdom, will be king of himself, and all will live together with their Creator. I will make such great display in giving that all will remain captivated. My daughter, oh, how I long for this living of the creature in my will. And you, pray and long for it together with me. And may it be sweet for you to lay down your life for a kingdom so holy.